she was talking about down the police. Mr. the mail carrier got the thread I needed, so I got the dress finished week before. See, the mailman would tend to him for him. So I'd mark little things like that that would bring out. And wait, Ella was making sheets. Wallace got her 60 yards of sheeting, 50 yard keratin flannel, a new square, and some things from Montgomery and Company, Chicago. And she got some 24 yards of chambray, and this grandmother wasn't highly educated, spell right, and spell some S-O-M, you'd just be amused at the spelling of this. So
but she got the word through, huh?
Yes.
What were some of the other, what were the states and cities in the South?
Oh, well, as I told you, the Augusta down the river was where trade went on, a good bit of trade.
What were the bigger cities in Georgia?
Well, of course, Atlanta's always been big. Just about what they are now. There hasn't been any difference. The larger ones have gotten larger.
Which ones were the larger ones?
Well, Atlanta, of course, is led. Columbus has been a progressive city. And Augusta, Macon has been slow in the center of the state, hasn't grown as much, perhaps because of the others, the sea, Savannah on the sea, and Augusta on the river. And of course, at Canada, Atlanta's a railroad center.
Yeah.
We got no water except Chattahoochee, but it was a railroad center, all right, that always had made it. The railroads came here first, going through here first, and got to be a railroad center.
What about the other, what are the states, what were the original states in the South?
Oh, well, it's Florida, Georgia, the 13, they always call it 13 original states, you know.
Well, I mean the southern states.
Well, the 13, all just southern states. Well, of course, you start with Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North and South Carolina, Mississippi, and Louisiana, and Texas. Those are southern states. And you know so many of Georgia and went to Texas. Just lots of them after all.
Wow.
Went to Texas. Everybody's got kinfolks in Texas.
Oh, really?
Because they all went out there. So many went out there. Then, of course, we had a good many people after the war that went to South America.
Well, where, did they go? I read recently
all about them and the remnants and all. I don't know whether I cut it out or not.
What countries did they go to, South America? Do you remember anyone that they...
Oh, we've had a piece in the paper not long ago about the remnants of those who've been down there, but there's still some of them. Descendants, you know, of those who went down there after the war. But I've forgotten what it was all about. Don't think I cut that out. I cut practically everything out. Now, this is Patrick O. on 1680 an hour. Now, wait, there's something about Georgia school that you may find interesting.
Well, what about the other states, and what about some of the cities in the South? What were some of the bigger?
New Orleans, one in Charleston, of the most interesting cities in the South. Here's the first book I ever wrote. I wrote it for my grandchildren. I had the first grandchild. I was there and I'd make him take his nap and I'd tell him tales, but write it down, Ma, write it down there. Ma, sorry, you can't read it now, it's just here. That was the first one I ever wrote. Now, this is Granny. Letter that you can't spell. And about the Johnson.
What were some of the cities in Alabama?
Montgomery. And now wait, here's a historic home